Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Thank you so much for tuning into this interview for The Orphans Investigation. If you want to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. There you can get a bunch more exclusive Orphans content. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio, and you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for links for merchandise, Discord, and so much more. Hello and welcome to an interview for The Orphans Investigation. I'm sat here with...
Amy Kemba.
Gavin Richards.
Ooh, 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 cheeky.
Very excited.
How are you two doing?
Yes, very well.
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good.
How are you? That was very rude of us. How are you,
I'm fine. I'm doing well. I'm sat here with you, and that's the joy of joys, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure the same can be said about you with me.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so.
Always.
Always.
So what people at home might not know is that you two live together, your Desi mates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, no, we do live together.
And we are best friends. Best friends forever. Yeah.
But before we get started, where can everyone find you on the Twitters?
Flat number.
Postcode.
You can find me on Twitter at Amy Kemba. Plain simple. However, I do spell my name differently. It's not A-M-Y. It's not A-M-I-E-E. It's A-I-M-E-E.
Kember.
At Amy Kember.
And how do you spell Kember?
K-E-M. B-E-R.
Well done.
You did really well.
Thank you.
And Gavin, what's your new handle that you just made?
I literally just made it. So it's in front of me, not to get it wrong, because we went through a lot to get to this.
Many options, yes.
Drum roll, please. You can find me on Twitter at Richards_Gav.
Amazing.
That's
Richards_Gav.
However, I don't want you to get more followers because this is quite satisfying.
This is very... At the moment, I currently stand at following 888, and I have, in terms of followers, 333.
Now, okay, I see what you've done there. Perhaps we don't encourage people not to follow you.
No, but if we could get it to match what I follow, 888...
Oh, I see. So, in fact, if we got...
I follow nobody
maths.
New.
If we got 555 people... to follow you now. So
yes, please, Zach.
So, you know, easily in a day, we can get more than that number of downloads. So if like a third of you go and follow Gavin
me.
Richards right now on Twitter, you can make his dreams come true.
Yes, please, Zach.
And you can follow me too, if you
no,
like.
No, don't do that.
No. That's what
I actually tweet, so you'll actually have something to read on mine.
But also from today, I now officially tweet more than
it's
once a year.
As well.
It's
so
official.
Maybe it's your Twitter anniversary.
It is. 2019 is going to be my
February.
Twitter year.
Well, you've missed nearly 2 months.
Yeah, well, I'll play catch up, all right?
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
When I message you and ask you, what am I doing, Amy?
Message me. My room's next to you.
Knock on the door. Amy!
Oh.
I'm in bed.
We also live with...
With Matt Penson.
With Matt Penson, yes. It's like an orphan's...
Who plays Saviour.
Orphanage.
No. It's just a house where a lot of people in the orphans live.
Yes, a very talented house.
I do have parents. I'm not actually an orphan.
Mum. But yes, we do with live with Matt Penson, Matthew Penson.
Who plays Xavier.
Xavier, yes.
Is he a good boy or a bad boy?
That's a bit personal.
I think that's for the bedroom.
he's always a good boy with me. How about you, Amy?
No comment.
Fair.
You heard that here first, folks.
Unless he's
okay,
got some
sucks. Questions.
Questions.
So, Amy,
should we make one up?
You can both answer all of these questions. How about that?
Okay.
Amy, you have said that Investigation is your favorite series so far.
Oh, thanks.
This is true. You didn't write it.
Oh.
He was just the lead.
I was in it, though.
Yeah, but that's not why it's my favorite.
Oh.
Why is it your favorite? And for you as well, Gavin.
Is it your favorite, though?
Yes.
Because you're the most lines, is that why? Anyway, no. I answer first.
Okay.
The Investigation is my favorite series. Obviously, series one has a special place in my heart because it is the, you know, it's the original. It's where it all started. Mm-hmm. And we used to record together, so it was very fun to listen back and remember all the jokes and things we would say.
Yes,
but Investigation as a story is my favourite because it has... obviously, you meet a lot of new people, but it's the relationships in it that I really like, and I really... the layers in those are the most interesting, in my opinion, to kind of... go from series one where they are just clones and you are led to believe that they are made to do their thing, and then Investigation comes along and they can love and they can hate and they can, you know, betray people and go behind their backs. And I was obviously playing Vass in
Facility
was great, but it was fucking great doing it in Investigation because she just went on a complete journey, and yeah, that's pretty much why it's my favorite. It's my favorite story, and also I got to play a badass and also a very loving, complicated character of Nora Evers, which is why it's my favorite.
Gavin, what are your thoughts on the series?
I had lots of lines.
Yes, I did have lots of lines. No, to be fair, not too far off the same as what Amy's just said. I think season three has really given us a lot more depth with all characters concerned. Again, season one, very special place in my heart. It's where it all started. But especially as an actor and then portraying a character in all three seasons, it's, for Richard especially, we've got to see a slightly softer side to Richard, which was a surprise to me when I read the script. So I'm sure it's a surprise to other people as well. But no, overall, I think it's just that full rounded body of story that's being told in season three. And we are getting the depth with all characters.
And also, like, if you haven't listened to the full episode, season three, then just close your ears for about 30 seconds. When you get to the end and you realise, this is running alongside series one, it's like you don't think about what's actually happening during season one, and that's what I like. That made no sense, but that's what I love as well.
Yeah, I think...
the timeline of it.
Yeah, and exactly that. It answers some questions, but then it opens up a whole load of new questions as well, which is what's so gripping about it, I think. And then that will give the forefront for the next few seasons, hopefully.
Yes. Well, I've got... just stemming off of that, you both... I'll put aside the season two for a second, but you both actually have an interesting thing that you share in both of your characters in this season, and that you play characters who aren't good nor bad. Do you know what I mean? You both have characters who
tend strong-willed.
Strong-willed, incredibly strong-willed. Yes. And perhaps a bit different to the morality we've seen in The Orphan since it's, you know, in Facility and in season one. It was a lot more black and white, whereas I feel like you two really get to play shades of grey in this.
Yeah, and I think
50
that...
50 shades 50. Of
grey.
To be precise.
And I think that actually stems from, as we experienced in season three with Richard, his own personal experiences, and also for Nora. They've both had very different journeys, but in a way, similar journeys. They have to be independent.
They're the most human orphans, I think.
Yeah.
They're the most human-like clones, I think you've written.
Yes.
That have lots of layers and depth to them.
Hopefully we'll see more as we go forward. Or maybe I'll just stop doing that now.
Stop lying, Zach.
This one is bad and this one is good and this one is stupid.
And what is that voice?
I don't know.
But the thing is that, like, yeah, even with the characters that are, you know, good or bad or stupid in certain cases, I think with... Well, no, because we've got a few clones that, you know, are...
Yeah, that's
true. I mean,
true.
Nora Taylor.
Oh, yeah, she's a moron.
But then at the same time, I think you've got some really nice moments in there with her where she's actually, you know, she has go at Baz and all that. But when the chips are down, she comes in to defend him and you know... does try her hardest, and I think there's more to her than just being the stupid Nora.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with you on this season.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a quick question for you. Are you two aware of the name that the fans have given to Richard, Axel, and Diana as a unit?
I think you might know. And Axel.
As a unit.
As a unit.
Like as a combined, their group name. Whereas, you know.
The Orphan Angels.
Mm. Oh. No. Think more alliterative or they're a something family.
A broken family?
They're the Rad family.
The Rad family.
Richard Axel.
Okay, yeah. The Rad family. Yeah.
They love that family.
Good Twitter account name.
Yeah. Ooh. They're all very concerned about what I may or may not do to them going forward.
As am I. As am I. I mean...
I thought that was it. I thought you've had your series now and that's... You're done, right?
I just did so well that there has to be more.
Oh.
Well, now you get to play Nora Prime against Richard Hart.
Yeah, I'm nervous about playing her again, actually.
I'm nervous about doing her again, I think.
Because yeah. she is very complicated. I think she's now going to be even more complicated. Obviously, she's... If you haven't listened to season one...
I mean, why would they listen to
this? Go and listen to season one now. Well, some people might have listened to three.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And then two, then one, you know? If you did that, you're fools.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. You're lovely. Well done.
Thank you.
She's even more complicated now. She's lost half of her friends. Mm-hmm. Well, family, really. Mm-hmm. She's lost an arm, which, you know, her thing was being able to lead and fight, whereas now she can only really lead.
Mm-hmm.
She's been left with the three clones, I feel, especially in season one, offer her something, but not kind of what the others would have offered her sort of thing. Like, right. Olivia offers her comfort and, you know, first aid, and Will can fight. Who else is left? Valerie?
Jeffrey.
Is that the only clone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then Jeffrey, who's got a stick up his arse, so...
Always.
I mean, he did just lose
a thorny stick.
I lost Baz.
Okay, we all lost Baz.
Yeah.
And we lost Richard as well.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was a twat. I hated him.
I mean, he was an absolute twat.
But then towards the end, he realised his wrongs.
He did. He had compassion there. But it's all very situational as well. Mm. The situation he was in, it was fight or flight, and he just maybe chose... the wrong path.
You mean maybe he didn't mean to die for Nora. Maybe he just accidentally died for Nora.
Maybe. Yeah. But, yes.
He didn't mean to do it. He regrets it.
No, I think he admitted it was a hard admittance for him.
Yeah, I think so.
But in the end, he did the right thing. That was his sorry.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was, and it was the only thing left he could do, really. It'd gone too far.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. So moving forward, season two obviously is coming. Everyone knows that. Obviously, without giving too much away, because you guys know some secrets, what parts about moving forward with these characters are you most looking forward to?
Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Say it and we can always cut it.
That's...
You can't say that. You cannot say that. Yeah, that's going to be a big bleep.
Solid cut.
That's going to be a big bleep and just us going like, nope.
Okay, what am I looking forward to?
Well, I know what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, why don't you say that?
So, carrying on with the same precedent as season three was, in terms of breaking down the relationships and getting to know these characters a lot more in depth, it's more of that. Really, it's about seeing where these relationships develop and how where they go and where that leads the characters.
Yeah.
Probably into more difficulty, I should imagine.
Well, you need not imagine.
Yes. And for some characters, some surprises along the way, I'm sure. I'm really excited to both create and listen back to all of that, because if season three is anything to go by, I'm sure season two is going to be...
That's such a weird way to put it. It's
sure the second part of season three is going to be much more of a roller coaster, because we've set it up for that.
Yeah, in a way, Investigation very much laid all the groundwork for what we're doing going forward.
That was the easy ride.
Yeah. What is that you're most looking forward to that isn't that thing that we just bleeped?
That big thing.
Because that's bleeped. Not...
Oh, what? Fast...
Bleep!
Yeah. That bit.
That bit.
Fast... Get in.
Just fast...
Oh, that's going to be good. I am looking forward to, as much as I'm nervous about it, playing Prime, but also seeing the relationship how she copes with making new relationships with these other people that she's going to obviously go and meet. Just fast.
Or a particular thing I'm really interested in is Axel. What happens to Axel?
Dies.
Don't do that to people, because I guarantee you there's like 5 or 6 people out there that just went...
Yeah. No,
Zach kills everyone's favorite characters.
That's again. Not always true. No one died at the end of Investigation. That's unprecedented.
Did anyone die?
No one died at the end of Investigation.
No one died.
You're going soft.
Well, technically they did, because it's technically the end of season one. Yeah, we have just lost Baz, Richard.
Everyone.
Yeah, I have gone soft a bit. It's because I... Yeah.
But yes, Axel, and because it's been left in such a... open way about, and I fell in love with Axel as a listener.
So did I.
Not as Richard Hart, but as a listener. And I really want to know what happens.
She really sees someone about that, guys.
And I know.
I'm sorry.
She should really see someone about that.
What? 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 What?
He's 15.
Yeah.
Oh please.
What's the matter with you?
Get your head out of the gutter.
Oh. And yeah, but conflicting with that is how Richard Hart, because I'm interested to, obviously, when I have to play him again, how he deals with that.
Does he stay?
Does he
That's
stay?
That's the question.
Does he stay? Yeah, that is a big question.
And if he stays, what does that do for Richard? Because Richard has a very specific way of living. Mm. And would he want to take on that role?
Mm-hmm. And also, we... don't know how, well, I sort of do because I've read the scripts, but you don't know how. Diana and Delilah cope with the fact that they have lost. Mm-hmm. If you haven't listened to season 3...
Give it a listen.
Please give it a listen, because I'm about to give you a spoiler. that Nora Evers is gone.
Yeah.
And as well, how does that... what does that do for Charles? What does that do for... Yeah. What does that mean? Because they're all kind of expecting her to turn up one day and take over again, and she's not.
Yeah. Though that is currently much debate in the Orphans fandom as to whether or not she is actually dead.
What's the overriding conclusion
that
there?
She's not.
She's not.
Well, that's not my conclusion, but that's what the fans believe, that she's very much not dead. And I'll tell you more about what we're going to do about that later off mic.
Oh, great.
Just whilst we're talking about Richard Hart, that's a very different part for you.
Oh, yes. Hugely. Compared to season one. I mean, the depth is... I just had more depth to play with him. More understanding of who he is and why he's the way he is. Mm-hmm. And obviously what we see in season one of that is just the effects of what he's been through. Mm-hmm. Whereby in season 3 we discover the unraveling of that. And his honesty. Mm-hmm. He was very honest in season 3. Brutally honest at times. And he has so many layers to him. He knows what he wants. He's not afraid to go out and get it. But... he's all of a sudden compassionate, and he does care about people.
Yeah.
Axel being a prominent character there, you know, and the sense in season 3, we suddenly see him in a possible family unit, and him touching on that and maybe having something more than he's got. But... you have the alliance and everything else to go with it that he's given up. So, but yeah, in terms of creating that character, it was coming into season 3. I was nervous. I was really, really nervous. Yeah, you know, I was nervous.
Oh, I was there.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm. And some bits were harder than others.
Which bits were hard? Oh.
To be honest, the hardest bits for me were just finding the neutral Richard in that environment, as opposed to his heightened emotions or the family moments with Axel. And it was, where does Richard sit naturally in that environment, in his environment now, with all of that understanding of him?
Where did you find that? What do you find? Where does he sit?
He's just generally a well-to-do person. He wants to do well. Yeah. He doesn't always do well. That's the problem. No. So his intentions are very good, but his actions aren't always matching his intentions. He therefore gets himself into trouble. He upsets people a lot of the time. But that's also fun.
Yes, yeah.
Because, not that he's bipolar, but he doesn't think about what he says at all.
No.
Which was always great and quite fun to record, actually, because I could just spout it out.
Right, I'm going to move on to some fan questions, if that's okay.
Nice.
From Quinberly, I don't think that's her real name, but from Quinn on our Discord, she's asked for Amy, which iteration of Nora has been your favourite to play and why?
My favourite Nora to play has been Nora Vass, mainly because she is the furthest away from my natural personality and who doesn't love playing a baddie? Like, they're the best roles to play.
I like you playing her.
Oh, thank you very much.
I do. You did a really good job, especially Pod UK, the live show, did a really good job of that.
Yeah. I wouldn't like to have a running with her.
No, I think there's still more to her. I think there's a lot of history that isn't explained yet.
She's very pent up.
There's a lot of reasons for that, which is why she's one of my favourite characters to play. However, I also do have a very, very soft spot for Nora Evers because she just is, as you say, she's a bit lost in everything. She wants to help, doesn't know how to help, goes to help, and it really probably messes more up than she should have. I think she's just running away, and I think that was something that was very enjoyable to play because I got to play someone who was very strong but also extremely weak at the same time, and it was very conflicting, and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, Nora Vass, sorry for the waffle.
No, I love the waffle. I digress. Now here's one for both of you. This is from Ali Hilton again on Discord. Each clone is different from the next but still holds the base of the same personality. How do you, as actors, make each clone unique from the rest?
Well, it's kind of... It mainly comes from the writing. Zach is very good at already giving us those differences and laying out what these characters are. I did find it quite difficult to make Nora Evers and Nora Prime different because I know they are very similar. I think that's because I wanted them to be... I wanted them to be similar because they're both, they're written quite similarly because it's sort of like it's the same Nora, but Evers is at the end of hers and Prime is at the beginning. And I feel like Evers was exactly like Prime was from the beginning. And I think most Noras are. As actors, I think it's just finding those little details. And obviously, if it was on stage, you would find different kind of movements or like twitches you might have. Yeah. But obviously, with your voice, it comes a lot to... I am terrible at accents, by the way. So accents don't really help me.
Except your Essex.
But then having said that, it's having... And again, this goes back to the writing, I think. It's having the intention behind what you're saying.
Yeah.
And the understanding of what that character... where you are within that character in that space of time. Mm-hmm. What's just happened. Yeah. What's possibly about to happen.
And even though it is all with your voice, I personally still do see how they stand. And that will change exactly how they express in their voice. It's a big part chunk of it is to do with the writing, but also just making sure that you know what the character's kind of being is.
Yeah, and I'd second that. Definitely, the writing is really what's helped me develop Richard as listeners. People have gone through this as well, listening, hearing the development of characters. No different to the writing. As an actor, you approach it in the same way as a listener would in that sense. You read the first script, you go through the motions. Season 2, season 3, you see the development. So you kind of, as we've gone through each season, I've built Richard up through the knowledge that I've gained from each season. And then, to echo what Amy's just said with regards to actually recording the stuff as an actor, I tend to physicalize a lot of stuff just because it helps with the voice as well. but it presents its own challenges.
Yeah.
Especially when sometimes we're called out of sync sometimes.
Yeah.
Not with the other actor, so we just hear it as opposed to seeing it and being in that environment. So you have to create that in your mind's eye as well.
Yeah.
So there's always constant challenges, but you are very patient, Zach. So.
Yes, I do my best to be incredibly patient with you both. I'll do one last question from one of the fans, and it's, again, for both of you. Just want to talk a bit about what are your thoughts, both you as Evers and you as Hart, about Diana Strange and Evers' relationship to each other? So that...
Whose question was this?
That was Ali Hilton from Discord again.
Oh.
About their relationship and, you know, how you see in the past, you know, all these struggles that they had in this kind of relationship. What are your thoughts on that relationship and how it plays out?
I think Diana's and Nora Evers' relationship is very... Not completely one-sided at all. I think Nora does love Diana, but in a very different way. I think it's quite one of those things where she could see herself... They don't belong together, basically. Together they would blow up, you know, they could...
Yeah. They're both too headstrong.
Yeah, and I think Evers saw that, and I think she's older and wiser, and was her priorities were, you know, was... Her priorities are bigger than relationships and things like that. Delilah is obviously a part of her life and everything, but I think they have very separate lives and they work alongside each other. I don't think Nora Evers actually has the capacity to love and also do her job properly. In her mind, I think she thinks, I can't have this fiery, strong relationship because I have so many other things I need to think about. And she does love Diana, and otherwise she would have just cut her off. But she didn't, because she wants her there, but she knows that there are bigger things that she needs to do.
And I think that with that in mind, I think that that's what highlights that they have conflict of interests, separating both personal and professional then, which really gives them this head-butting relationship, I think, and really fiery relationship. But it's really interesting because as Richard Hart, he's always very inquisitive about people, and he wants to know. He's an investigator, so he just wants to know everything about everyone and see the full page. But I think them, as Amy said, together, that they just don't really work. But then that reads for a very good plot and running, really, about what's going to happen, because it's the heart and the head between the both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Nora, she does love her.
Yeah.
But maybe can't. She shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very sad.
There's a sadness to it. Yeah,
because
there
I
is.
Think that's why she says, tell Diana I'm sorry, because I think she knows that
she's more sorry that it couldn't happen rather than, because it could, but it would maybe ruin both of them.
Yeah.
Oh. It probably has part of, Amy thinks, it probably led her to going.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
Because she was like, it's either she goes and has to deal with everything that's going on, or she just needs to get away for her and to Diana can get on with her life. And
so when you say go, you mean...
They can't coexist in the same place.
To go and do the mission on her own.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there we go. That's a bit of a downer ending. But but there we are. So once again, thank you for sitting with me and being here. Where can people find you if they want to interact with you on social media and encourage you to tweet more?
Yes, sure. So Twitter again, to follow me, it's @Richards_Gav. That's GAV. Richards_Gav.
And you can find me on Twitter @AmyKemper. And I also have Instagram, which I post a lot of photos. And if you want to see some funny Instagram stories of Gavin falling a lot, then that's where you can find them. And that is AmyKemba93.
There we go.
There you go.
You can find me, actually, at ZackFG, ZackFG, on Twitter and on Instagram. And you can also follow the Orphans at Orphans Audio on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anywhere else. Thank you very much for sitting with me.
You're
and
welcome.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye for now.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.